a boner, yeah, a tent is the joke I should have made.
Wow, damn. What that a was
start.
Quick.
What a start to the pod. We got Blair Saki on today.
Ooh.
Thanks for coming on the
hey
pod.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be with the Toms.
Hell yeah. Tom Mack.
Namara. And introducing... Weighing in at 122 pounds from
Thank
Bloomington,
you.
Indiana, Tom Takar.
Hey, it's me. I'm Tom Takar now.
That's just great. Have, like, I want to tell you how proud of you I am.
Thank you. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That means a lot to me. I was scared. It's like a weird thing to start going by a new name, you know?
Mm.
I mean, it's got to be terrifying.
Well, I did it in Austin because nobody knew me there. So I was like, who gives a shit here? I'll test it out. And then I liked it.
You
it
said,
was fine.
I think I'll go to Austin.
I think I'll
start a new life.
I think I'll go to Bed-Stuy.
I think that was so smart. You're like, I'll just go to another state, try a little drive-by.
Yeah.
And see how I feel.
Well, I did a couple drive-bys. Not welcome in Austin anymore.
Hey, as long as you conceal and carry, you're good.
You guys have a. How do you guys feel about guns?
Well, I come from a very conservative family, mm-hmm. and they like do hunting and mm-hmm. stuff, like what you would think in the movies.
Yeah.
Which
movies?
Like
Great Outdoors.
No, Wedding Crashers.
Oh, for sure.
Hell yeah.
No, but. As far as I know, I don't think any of my brothers or dad have real guns. They only have, like, BB guns and spear fishing. But when they do go hunting, they use regular guns, I guess.
Were they paintball people?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was huge where I'm from.
Did you play paintball?
I didn't because I don't want to get hit by those fucking things. And I knew that I would be, like, the fallen deer amongst the pack.
Yeah. Like, it hurts.
Yeah, I would see all the gnarly welts on my brothers mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah, I went once, and it was like we didn't have enough people in our party to have like the whole thing to ourselves, so we were like teamed up with strangers.
Uh-huh.
And this guy on
no.
my team was like an ex-Marine. So he's like, I was in the military. I'm going to tell you what to do. Follow my orders. And I'm like, okay. He's like, you need to go down the river. No one will be expecting you down by the river. So like, go down by the river, and the whole other team is there. And I just get like lit up, and I like look back at the military guy, and he's like, I'm just like, abort.
He was pro-abortion? How do you guys feel about abortion? No.
That is the craziest story.
That's so funny.
So did you ever go again after that?
No,
or no?
It was
yeah, it was a, you were one and done.
Oh, totally,
you should go
yeah.
with friends. It's pretty fun. If you go like with people you trust, it's way more fun. I took my friend for his bachelor party. We went like paintballing because he doesn't like dirtbag shit. Like, he was
wow.
like, I don't want to go to like
that
a strip
is, like,
club.
He's
so
a classy
nice.
Guy. He
it was so fun. Yeah.
He's a sophisticated
he's
man.
Would
We're
you guys
people.
Go to a strip club on your bachelor
no.
party?
That's not my scene. Tommy, honestly.
Silence is complicit.
Yeah, if you are silent against the oppressors. Well, in my previous relationship, I actually wasn't allowed to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Like a. I almost said normal strip club, but I mean like a lady strip club.
A lady strip club.
You weren't allowed?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he thought I was a lesbian. Like,
that's
legitimately.
That's so funny that would be like a fear.
No, he was like, you're allowed to go to a male
you're
strip club.
Go
and
there.
I was like, I literally would never want to do that. And so it was like a rule that he got what he wanted.
That's so funny. Oh
but
my
now
God.
I should go.
You should go. Let's go.
Okay.
I don't.
I feel like I don't want to go with any boys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's oh yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So we should go.
Yeah, we should go. Blair, you hang tight.
Well, I've been meaning to go. I just don't have enough paper.
Oh shit! Mm.
Yeah,
you gotta get that paper.
I know. I started applying for jobs today.
Oh shit! Really? Where'd you apply?
Well, just like tell the temp ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies, come on. Let's get another go around. I know I haven't been here in like a year and a half.
I don't think they give a shit.
No, they don't. They're like, is this your last resume? It doesn't show you having a job for like 2 years.
Yeah, what is that don't ask section?
You choose in the military. Yeah, I have a don't ask, don't tell prior work.
They love those. You're mysterious.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't get enough.
I plead the fifth. I keep saying job interviews.
Look, I don't have all the answers, but what I'm saying is you should take a chance.
Yeah, the more romantic the resume, the
follow your heart. You're like, anything that, like, in the movies, if you did it, like, a romantic film, if you did that at a job interview, they'd, like, kill you. If you, like, followed them out to their car, like, no, wait.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about this yesterday, how embarrassing this was. I write thank you notes, like, compulsively. And, like,
that's
I
great,
spell
by the way.
Oh, thank
you. I wish
yeah.
I wrote thank you notes. I always feel bad about it.
I think it's part
let's
of
start,
just being socialized
like
to be an agreeable woman. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I put a negative spin on that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But I wrote a thank you note and spelled, like, the company name wrong, like, 4 times in a thank you note, trying to get a job, and then, like, wrote a follow-up email, like, a week later saying, like, hey, sorry I spelled the name wrong in the interview, or in the thank you note, but, like, I'd love to have the job. They never
what was the
back.
Was it, like, a complicated name?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I don't know. Something fucking dumb, probably.
You were clipping letters out of the magazine like a ransom note too, right?
You know,
how did you know? I write my notes like that.
Ransom style, always. Yeah.
I applied to a bunch of soft drink companies, and I got a letter back that said, "Is Pepsi okay?"
Oh my god.
It's a little.
A little soft drink
that was
humor.
So stupid. That's a little soft drink humor for your Monday
commute.
That's
what our fans love there. You don't understand.
What's your major demographic?
Oh, we got a lot of
drinkers.
Demos. Yeah,
oh,
we got
really?
Yeah.
Is it like the same as J Train?
It's very similar. Yeah, yeah. These are my two podcasts that I kind of belong on. Yeah.
We have locker room talk as a segment on our podcast.
You do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, good. I love to get
where
down and
just,
dirty.
You just unbuckle your belt and shove your hand down there.
Damn. Cheeto fingers. I do love Cheetos.
We should have an Al Bundy segment, like, where we just use out. I'm going to look up some Al Bundy quotes and start putting them, make that our.
I'm
vibe.
Occupying this building. Is that one of the other Bundys? From
yeah, you're thinking of Ted Bundy, I think.
No, I'm thinking of the other Bundys.
Oh,
there's a lot of Bundys.
That's true. So many Bundys.
Ella Bundys out there.
Oh, we are sponsored by Me Bundys. I forgot I should have mentioned that up top.
I hate Bundys. That's Garfield.
That's my best friend.
That was stupid. Yep.
Wait, we shouldn't gloss over the name change. That's a big.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I changed it. I made a huge Facebook announcement.
We're talking 600 likes.
I think we are talking 600.
We're talking 300 comments.
Tama has a way of making some powerful Facebook presence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
like, he's like a mafia guy. He's got this, he wields this power that no
I
one
got
knows
cronies
about.
That write congrats on all my Facebook stuff. Have you guys seen that it like bumps your status up if you write congrats
I've
on it?
I've heard that, but I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true either. I just believe literally everything I hear.
Because one time Quazala.
Fucking algorithms.
Quazala tried that where he was like, hey, I heard that. If
that's
you write congrats,
how
so keep writing.
It.
But I don't think that post got like 30 likes.
Well, that's because people hate him.
I was going to say, he must be highly unliked.
That's
I don't
like
know
if,
who he is.
That's like if the person we were talking never mind.
Oh, so
that's
I
like
know.
It's like but if AK wrote a status, you'd just be like, yeah, fuck you.
NBA star Andre Kirilenko.
Oh, my God.
Alan Kiverson. So dumb.
I'm
silly
I was
today.
About to say
from
that.
Answer to cancer.
I was literally about to say Alan Kiverson. and then I think I had like a cough. Before, and then you said it.
I legitimately, so I was trying to think of names to change mine to, because it's so hard to just change your fucking name, like, to something random, you know? I was going to change it to something random.
Well, especially when you're a prominent entertainer.
Exactly. Yeah, because your name's going to get used all the time, and people are going to be, you know, making fun of you for it or whatever. But it's just like, if it's random, people are going to ask you why that's your last name. So I was trying to think of people that were important to me when I was a child, and all the names I came up with, it was Tom Iverson, Tom Shakur, and
Tom Aguilera,
Tom Days Grace.
Oh my god. Tom Grace Helbig.
Tinkin Park. What the fuck?
Tom Durst.
So now I'm Tom Durst, and
what if you change your name to Tom Durst?
What if? Oh
sick.
Man, Andrew should have made his name. We had Andrew Collin on the last episode, and he talked about his act.
So get ready to follow a legend.
He should have named himself Andrew Durst, and his song could have been "I Did It All for the Wookiee." Because all of his jokes were for that Wookiee. It took us an hour and a half to get him to tell that damn story last time.
Really?
It was a long podcast. Yeah.
What did
Previously
he talk about?
On Girls Night.
Andrew, tell me.
I'm actually working on an upcoming project with Andrew. I decided.
Well, that's cool because I'm here. We can talk about it. What's that project again?
What's that project we're working on?
I decided to take the plunge.
yeah, you did. You're plunging. Hell, I'll throw you in the toilet. You're not plunging so much.
Damn it, I couldn't think of like a comedian who's like a plumber. I was thinking Larry the Cable Guy was, but he's not.
You know what he is?
You know what he works in the cable business.
Oh, is he really?
My dad did a golf tournament with Larry the Cable Guy, and he's like, wow, he's such a nice guy.
I've heard he's a nice
for real?
Guy.
Was he like in the same foursome?
Yeah, and he wore like orange camo, of course.
See, don't disrespect the game.
Yeah, that's it's. Was it sleeveless, I wonder?
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, Larry, he's a good player. That's what my dad always says.
Maybe he should be Larry the Golfer Guy. I realized last time we did this, I left the audience. I forgot that we ended on you making a pun, and I just cut it off.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
So I apologize to the audience if they were jarred.
It was a Sopranos ending.
I added in a clip of Gallagher walking off of What the Fuck to make
great.
It feel like it was something, but... Yo, wait, what is this project you're going to do with AC? Is it the podcast?
No. That's a solo venture.
No, the podcast is about divorce.
That's right.
Yeah, he texted me and he's like, hey, I'm really sorry to do this. I can't have you on my podcast, but will you retweet it?
Did he really say that?
He messaged a lot of people.
I did it. I don't care. I am an Andrew, like...
I'm a super fan.
I know, and... I have such a place in my heart for him that, like, you know, I'm an apologist, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys are both on the wrong side of history, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. He did a character called Manny Wrights last time he was on. Well, Tommy
that was
made
my
him
idea,
that,
in his
fair.
Defense. Yeah.
I think he's very funny.
Oh, he's very funny.
He's a good man. He's a good man. Tommy, you just got back from Sketchfest. How was that?
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
I forgot.
It was a great weekend. First of all, speaking of, I was on the plane to San Francisco, and I get off the plane. The first thing I see on Facebook, Tom's already at like 500 likes on this name page.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's already 100 comments deep. So I'm like, how do I get my 30 like comment if I'm 100 down?
Yeah. It's tough. But honestly, I think the later you are in that one, unless you're like first, I don't think a lot of people, like the only people who got a lot of likes on it were people who made fun of me for mentioning Mike Birbiglia in it.
Because I
felt like I needed to put the part that he's the reason I changed it because he brought it up so much.
Literally,
I didn't think
if
it was that bad.
Anyone else said that, I would have like... No, not if anyone else. Like, if 70% of people wrote that, it would annoy me. But, like,
sure.
It didn't annoy me when you said it because I knew it was sincere.
It was sincere. That means a lot to me. And you have to know, I would hate it if, like, 90% of people did it. But I was like, but I'm me. I'm a good guy.
I'd probably hate it if, like, 55%
yeah.
of people said it.
Me and Tommy would probably text each other about it.
I can
if it
picture
were,
the
like,
screenshot
of it.
Yeah.
But I had that in my head, but I was like, but I do think it's relevant. Like, because it seems weird that I was just all of a sudden, after 8 years, I was like, I guess I'm going to change my name now. I don't know. It felt relevant.
But also, sorry, quickly, to call back to the last podcast. You gave
me
shit for mentioning I open for Brendan Ayer.
Here's the thing.
Which is much not the same caliber of name drop.
I will say, that's what's worse about that story. I did give you shit. And I felt bad because I listened to it last night when I was editing it. Because we don't have an editor. It's just old daddy, Brady. But wait,
Takar.
Oh no, what have I done?
The slips are gonna happen for a while. Be
That's
easy
true.
On yourself. You gotta just ease into it.
I just thought of what I should have commented, by the way.
What's that?
Takar, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Wait, what's that mean?
Like Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Oh, I see.
What's Remember, that was like a wild move that they
I loved,
named the
that movie
that?
That's right. I forgot about that completely. The
Gary Oldman?
I just keep getting. By the way, he should have changed his name.
Gary
Old
Youngman?
Man?
Yeah, yeah.
What about when he was young? I bet he got a lot of shit about
Very
it.
Very confusing.
People are going to be like, you're never going to get booked to play this 25-year-old. Your last name's Old Man.
People kept looking at his name tag, then looking up, then looking back at his name tag, like really confused.
You're auditioning for Gary Middle-Aged Man.
Oh, Lord.
This is really stupid. Yeah, I the comment I get the most is get out. No. It's Tom Taker. I barely know her. And it's like, that's not how you pronounce it, you piece of shit.
Sure.
I'm going to get so mad about it so fast.
You've
even though why would people care?
You've never had a name that is
hard to pronounce.
Yeah, like yeah. mine. I've never expected anyone to pronounce it.
So you get
like
a lot
most
of Sochi.
Most of my friends don't even know how to pronounce it, and I don't even care.
Is it mostly Sochi? Is that what you're getting?
Yes, Sochi, Soaky, Saucy.
Saucy is fun.
Yeah.
Saucy's
That's
great.
Your stripper name.
That's yeah. good.
Saucy.
Now, we're the loophole to you not being able to go to a strip club is you were allowed to be a stripper.
Maybe that could have saved things.
Oh, shit.
That would be the funniest, like, ill-fated attempt to save her life. I know things are looking bad, but I'm a stripper.
He would have just settled for, like, not an XXLT. He'd be like, all right, we'll keep it going.
XXLTs are, they need, it's so funny how that, like, how hot XXL almost sounds. Because isn't XXX, like, a thing
yeah,
with,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
porn?
Mm-hmm.
XXL is
yes.
so close.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's also close to XFL. Something
That's
there.
True.
This is gold for comedy, I know.
This is true.
Yeah.
We should start a porn XFL.
Oh. Like porn without all the rules of mainstream porn.
Wasn't XFL that ladies' football thing?
No, that's
indoor football?
That's the powder.
The lingerie
puff,
league?
Yeah,
yeah.
XFL was wrestlers.
I would have been so good at that if, like, you didn't have to wear, like, dumbass lingerie.
They should have had a league like that.
I would have looking mo bitches.
Hell yeah.
It's insane that they don't have a league like that, because I think that would be entertaining, right?
Yeah.
Then again, arena football isn't even, like, good, and they can't. They never got it to work in, like, Canada or anything.
I think
football's
they'd like
so
it
specific.
For women, though.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Would be, like, this is the way that they like women's wrestling, and, like, women's, like, all the wrestling fans, like, that are now, like, have developed into feminists as, like, people
yeah.
in the arts. They're like, wow, that was, like, a really good match. Like, we take women's wrestling very seriously. I'm like, oh, really? Like, so if they were, like, all ugly and wearing sweatpants, you would still be just as
so funny to
invested.
Think of, so funny to think of them being like, no, that one's ugly. I like it. Like, this would be so weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's no winning
but
there.
Yeah, no, there's no winning.
There's no winning in that scenario. It's because, like, if women weren't doing the same thing, then it's like, oh, they're not, like, getting the same chances.
Yeah.
But then if they're not, like, highly sexualized
yeah,
and hot,
yeah.
because, like, all the dudes can look out of this world. The dudes can look like no one would get, like, 2 miles with them. That they're, like, fictional villains
yeah,
created.
Yeah.
In someone's mind,
yeah,
is how these people can be.
There
but
need
like
to be some lady villains like that too. It's like, because
yeah.
there's like, there's nobody like Mankind or whatever who's like got
yeah.
a face
or
that's like half
Rusev,
fucked up.
Or like, I mean, these. Oh my god, I don't even want to.
I don't know
like
enough
I know.
About wrestling.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Oh, but didn't you used to wrestle under the name Under Takar?
My man, up top. That was good.
We're back, baby. Sonny knows what's up.
Tommy McNamara. Wow. Bring in the heat.
Okay.
Fire shooter.
Sketchfest.
Sketchfest.
Met John Hamm.
You did?
Met John Hamm.
John
what
Hamm
was
at
like?
The after party. He didn't want to talk to me.
I heard he's a real slick dick.
Well, no, I
really?
Talked to him for like 1 second.
Like,
but
isn't
he
hammered
great.
All the time?
He
is that what a slick dick is?
No, slick dick is like, I don't think.
He's a slick
no,
dick
slick
Whitman
dick
for
is
the
someone.
Fans.
He's like an asshole. Wait, what'd you say?
Dick Whitman was his name.
Yeah, that's true.
Another name changer.
Ooh, that's true.
Oh, did you take a man's name in Vietnam?
I've heard. Yeah. I haven't watched. No Mad Men spoilers.
Wait, 1 second.
You got to take a call? Okay, go for it.
AFL?
Oh, don't slam the mic
down.
No,
slick dick. Okay, my primary definition of slick dick is just someone who takes himself real seriously and thinks they're super cool. But John Hamm, I've heard, is like kind of mean sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've heard that he can be a little short like that. But a friend of mine used to, like, an LA comic who, like, he, like, acts a little bit, but he's not, like, he's very funny, but he's not super successful. I don't know if he wants people telling this story, so I won't name drop him, but he's Mike Birbiglia. And
but he's just a little comic named Mike Birbiglia.
I want to talk about that again, by the way, because I will say that I at least poked fun at myself for doing it, because I said I'm changing my name to Tom Opens for Mike Birbiglia. And, like, I get that it's, like, it's annoying.
It was not annoying when you
but
did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really
all.
Was trying to be sincere. Anyways, they played poker with John Hamm before he was, like, a huge, like, star. He was just, like, a nobody actor.
Yeah,
you
he
know?
Waited table for 17 years.
Exactly.
Isn't that gnarly? Would you keep going at 17
it's
years
so
if you
crazy.
had no success?
That's another thing where
but
it's
but if
like
I was that handsome,
he
yes.
The thing is, like, they this the comic was telling me that before he did that show, people weren't like, oh, it's John Hamm.
Not
hot
even close.
Guy's coming in.
Like,
I think that show made him hot.
Of course. How many? If you see a hot bartender, you don't give a shit.
Yeah. He's just another guy.
Yeah.
But I do think that's, like, a luxury of being, like, a male actor. I think that if he were an actress, he wouldn't have had that success. Like, I don't think he would just be discovered in his mid-40s and have such success so fast.
Yeah,
just
I love
because
when
of
that
the industry.
Happens, though.
I mean, it does happen, obviously, but it's not as common.
Not at all. It's so cool. But I don't like when actors, like...
And it's because women aren't talented at acting. That's what I meant.
My dad sends me emails just say... Like, my dad will always send me, like, ridiculous headlines that are, like, you know... Males are over, and then he'll be like, yes, because men are better than women. He just, like, sends me emails like that all the time, and then he copies my mom on them.
My God.
We gotta get this dad out of here.
I know. Oh, what I was gonna say is, like, I don't like a lot of times when actors try to be funny, but some can do it. It's just case by case basis. But if you've ever taken an acting class, when I took an acting class last year for the first time, and I was like in this, like, New York, I mean, it was, I was like, are these people real? Like, I was stunned.
Me and JP,
they were
one.
So, they were the most earnest people I've ever met in my life that took themselves so seriously. It was
weird.
Terrifying.
Somebody made me feel better because acting still, like, kind of really creates a lot of anxiety in me. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I have to audition for something, it really stresses me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, they're going to know I'm a fucking idiot who doesn't know what he's doing. And
come on.
Me and JP, don't talk about my friend Tom like that. I'm talking to myself. I'm going to start using that. Blair said that before the podcast when I called myself a fucking idiot. No, me and JP took one where it was like that. But somebody else reminded me, they're like, this is all these people do.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have stand-up to do to, like, all, like, have fun and, like, be another thing. Like, this is it. So it's so crazy. Or it's so hard to, like, have that be your only thing.
Oh, where you have
so
no
you
control?
Be, yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel even, like, with stand-up, and this is even as I get older, but I was, like, a writer first. Like, even I have to be, if I'm not, like, writing a script or writing something, then I feel, like, out of control.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a writer first.
Yeah.
You went writer, then stripper.
Football player.
Football player.
I played rugby for a week.
Right. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I very misguided got my MFA in creative writing, just a waste of thousands of dollars to become a comedian. Yeah, so
and
that's
MFA
good.
Stands for motherfucking ass, right?
Yeah, I got my motherfucking ass.
No, in Florida it does. I swear to God. It says it on the paper in Florida.
I was trying to stretch it to motherfucking associate's degree, but I needed that D. I always need that D.
I need that D so bad.
That's a girls' night classic.
Classic girls' night.
Fuck.
Girls' okay. Night is an all-time title. Sorry. I just want to compliment you.
Wait, what's that? Sorry.
I just love the name Girls'
Night.
Oh,
thank you.
For a podcast. It's hilarious.
Thank you. I like it, too. You're the first person who's ever said that.
I've always thought that.
That means
since
a lot
I saw
to
it
me.
On the
Damn.
Web.
Wow. Yeah. I get a lot of shit about this name. They're
oh,
like,
I think
what
it's
the fuck
hilarious.
Is that, Girls' Night? Girls' Night Out sucks. And they always say it wrong. Fuck you, you piece of
Who
shit listeners.
Who are you talking
the
to?
The listeners. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's like people after shows or like other comics who are like, they'll see it passively and they'll be like, yeah, well, you have your thing like lady talk, right? And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. If you're listening, I say fuck you too. Because that's a good ass title. You could probably think of a lesser good title.
They could probably think of one that sounds good. I would agree.
Yeah, exactly what I said. That's just what I said, Tommy.
Oh, the John Hamm thing, though.
Okay.
No, this is great. This is my dream for the pod is when we're just zipping and zapping all over the place. Zip, zap.
Zip, zap, zop.
Let's play Hell zip, yeah. zap, zop. That's my dream for the podcast. Yeah. We play zip, zap, zop for an hour. And then you're and then writing. John Hamm played poker with my friend, and he was like, he kept playing after he got famous, and he said the only difference was he started taking longer smoke breaks. Like, he would rush back to get, so
to
that
be
everybody
polite.
Could play. Yeah, and then after he got famous, he was just like, well, fuck you guys, you're going to wait for John Hamm. And he said it like he was still cool and down to earth, but I was kind of like, fuck that. I don't know, like.
That's
just
because
you're
really
famous doesn't mean
me.
Yeah, I would be like, fuck you, John.
That's like on
Tommy's
Pete
boiling
Holmes
right
podcast.
Now.
He's my best friend.
On Pete Holmes' podcast when he didn't know him and he'd call him Johnny Hamm and I just wanted to die every time.
We don't talk about Pete Holmes on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about him every episode.
Do you really?
Do you understand?
Do you understand? It's Johnny Hamm. I've seen Mad Men and it's Johnny Hamm.
I'm crashing.
Oh my God.
Do you understand, John Hamm?
Maharishi met John Hamm.
This is a Pete Holmes joke. Do you understand, John Hamm? That's fun to say. Say it. Say it to yourself in the shower. It's
Matt Weiner at a diner.
No,
I like that
no.
I'm making fun of that, even though that's all of
I've
our
never
sponsors.
Heard any of this before. I'm not comfortable
I like
taking the dive saying mean things, but
no, it's
wow.
just fun.
Do I have a lot to say off the pod?
we kid the Pete Holmes.
We
love him.
I do. He's a great live stand-up.
Let's check out his recent episode with Billy Wayne Davis.
I
it's
listened.
Very good, right?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, I love Billy Wayne.
Me too.
He
I'm a huge Billy Wayne fan. His Conan's great. Check out Billy Wayne Davis. He's fucking great.
He's so fab, and he's been doing stand-up for so long.
Yeah. He did New Faces my year, and
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like a fan of yours, and you're doing New Faces.
Well, that was wild, because
he
like a national headliner.
Mm-hmm. It was a little weird.
They just called me.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's weird that you got a call from JFL at the same time you got a Chinese food delivered.
Yeah, they're branching out.
Yeah. Jeff Singer's like, you got JFL. Also, answer the door. I assume you like orange chicken.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love orange chicken.
Orange chicken's great.
I forgot about it.
Oh, so this is what happened. So at the after party.
Yes.
Playing pool upstairs at the bar.
Oh, shit. Were you winning?
I was playing literally the worst pool of my life to the point where, like, people were like, no, seriously, come on, stop. Like they thought I was
really?
Fucking around. That's how bad I was playing. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't wow,
feel
that's
good
humiliating, Tommy.
Yeah, you should.
Oh,
like,
I know. Well, I prefaced. I was like,
that.
Guys, I'm really bad. And they're like, no, we're having fun. Boys are up here playing pool. And I'm like, okay. Huh? And then you're like frustrated. It's like, I said I was bad.
No, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I'm team the stranger that you're talking about in this story.
So then I would go out and take like a 45-minute smoke break, come back, take my shot. And I don't get why they were mad. But so then
that's when John said hi to you.
So someone I don't name names anymore because you're gonna shame me. But someone
oh,
went
fuck
downstairs.
You. That's I wasn't shaming you about naming dropping.
Tommy,
Brynn
if you don't name names, then the story is
celebrity
not as cool.
Matt Baratz.
Oh, okay.
Went downstairs to get a beer. Came back up. He's like, oh, you know, it was behind me to get a beer, John Hamm. And I literally like dropped the pool stick and ran because he's my favorite actor in the world. I'm like obsessed with Mad Men.
Really?
Yeah, I love Mad Men so much. It's my
Would
favorite
you
show.
Kiss him?
Of course.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
I can never tell which of my, like, you know all those
I mean,
stories?
I kissed Nick Nanny 30 times. I kissed John Hamm.
Yeah. You can never tell what. Who
there's all those
it.
Stories about like your straight friends that are like secretly, and I'm like, you know, and I've never heard one.
Oh, Tommy's one.
Now you've heard one. Comedian Char thinks that I'm going to come out any minute.
So, well, all my friends think that about me, and I've never
really?
Done it. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
You've
that,
never
like,
come out. I've never done it. Not even once.
I've never even kissed a girl.
Have you heard of Katy Perry?
She liked it.
Apparently, she kissed a girl.
When I first heard that song on the internet, I mean, not on the internet, on the radio waves, before she was...
I love riding the waves, man. That's what I call listening to the radio.
When she was... just a plastic bag in the wind.
That's my favorite episode.
I was like, the first time I heard it, I was like, who the fuck is that? That is a fly-ass track. This bitch is destined for stardom. Who the hell can't connect with Cherry Chapstick? And then I downloaded right then and there. Do you think I hit replay on that bitch? Constant. I was like, this is a beautiful song. This is going to do so much for so many people.
And you wrote your thesis about it, right?
I did, well, close.
That was hot and cold.
I did. I talked about how the in my thesis was about how love in the digital world and pornography.
Whoa.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, because one of my ex-boyfriends was a sex addict.
That was a weird belch you just did.
I don't know what's going on. That was me, up. Andrew.
Oh, shit.
Andrew now, Colin?
Tommy, yeah. You were just saying you love Mad Men. You must love the political cabinet. These okay. guys are Mad Men.
So I run. He's gone. Everyone's like, oh, John Hamm left. Like, everyone's saying that's the buzz around the party. He's gone. Uh-huh. He left. That's the oh, everyone's buzzing. Everyone's buzzing.
I love a party
it's
that's
a bee
buzzing.
Party.
It was basically
it's full
of
bees.
Bees. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld was there.
Love Jerry.
So I go back up. I play my pool, whatever. So then it's like 1:30. Go back downstairs and just like stand near the bar. And I look over, and there he is. It's John Hamm talking to Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll. I'm so attracted to him.
John Hamm's wearing he's wearing a hat, and Nick Kroll's wearing a coat. I swear to God.
Nick Kroll always... that's how I want to imagine him, you know?
So it's like 1:30, and I'm just like... I'm like having a conversation, but I'm like being the worst person in the world because I keep like... You know, like
over,
my favorite, act in the world, but I couldn't stop.
Oh, you're
like,
so California now.
Oh my god, I wasn't like trying to network with him.
You might as well already be in JFL. You're just looking over everybody's shoulders.
So then, so then he goes to leave because it's like 1:45 in the morning, and he has to walk by me like in order to leave because I had barricaded him.
Oh, what are you? What are you, Louis C.K. jerking off in the hotel room?
So I jerk off in front of him. But so then I like put my hand on his arm and I was like, I'm really sorry to do this, but I have to say The Strategy is my favorite episode of television of all time. I'm obsessed with Mad Men. He goes, thanks, man. Walks out. It was the best moment of my life.
Name dropper. We've been
But I had,
that's
I,
awesome.
It was so great.
It's so
it
funny. Did he
so
make
nice.
A face at
he
all when you
nice
touched
thing.
Him?
No, which was very nice because I saw him make some other faces because people kept asking for pictures before,
sure.
And he was like very annoyed by that.
Of course, yeah.
But
comedians were asking
him. Yeah, well, it was all comedians at the party, so I saw multiple people go up to take selfies, and like,
I hate that.
You
could
tell,
I could never do that.
Yeah,
I hate
if
that.
I see a famous person, I get reverse too cool.
It's me too.
And I won't even look at them.
Yeah,
honestly.
I can't handle it. I like don't. Yeah, it just feels. Because we all want it. We all want that picture.
Of
because
course.
You know that that's 600 likes or whatever. If you get a
maybe for Tom Takar.
Tom Takar's getting 1,200 on that baby.
I've never gotten a 600.
No way is that possible.
I've never. I don't
even
think I've
even
ever
when,
gotten
like,
you,
the MTV
when
show.
When you announced the Ladylike.
For Ladylike, you did.
Really?
Probably,
I
right? You had to have.
Yeah, I don't think
I liked
so.
It. I'm going to go back and it's too hard to like look shit up on
I don't
Facebook.
Even it's so crazy how things like that like that doesn't even seem like it happened.
Really?
The
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
We loved
we
that
watched
show.
It.
We were huge fans.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. You were fucking great on.
We canceled once they canceled. We canceled our cable the second it stopped airing. We said no more.
So sweet. I've never had a TV.
I called the cable company and I said
we said no ban.
I said you put Lady Light back on. Like I work for Comcast.
I marched.
I've never had a TV. I want one so bad.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, and I had to like steal a cable login to see my own.
Oh my god!
To see my own show.
That's a beautiful.
We
story.
Had it recorded on here. We would watch it
with you. Yeah, we would DVR it. We fucking loved it. We were huge
That's
fans.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was so funny. I'm a big prank boy myself.
Oh, I was never into pranks.
Really?
No,
You're
I
so
don't.
Good. It's not like. Okay, go ahead.
I don't like anything mean-spirited or like I also don't like, as I said, I get reversed. I don't like to bother people. I'm kind of a very keep to myself person.
Yeah.
So I was really out of my comfort zone. I never foresaw myself doing that. But then I was like, I'm going to be the next Dax Shepard. <know? like all the other people on the show are like, oh God, this is so beneath me. and I was like, this is the most important thing I'll ever do. This is my impact on society.
Was Dax Shepard a prank guy?
He was on Punk.
He was?
That's
yeah.
how he started.
He was
Kutcher's
buddy.
I gotta be honest with you, even though
he was the one that pulled all the pranks on Punk.
I did not
realize
that.
Kutcher were just like, Kutcher was the face.
He just came out. Kutcher was behind in the chair.
It's funny that Kutcher was the face, but Jamie Kennedy, the original punker, was the mask.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Was the son of the mask.
I
want
to rewatch The Mask, because when I saw it, I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
I used to love it.
I thought it,
I was like, Cameron Diaz is the prettiest person I've ever seen
She's
in my life.
She's a babe.
Oh, my God. Jim Carrey's so cool. I need to rewatch it, because I don't think
I
I've seen
watch
it since
Let's
I was
watch
like
it.
10.
Fuck, you got to go to the
I
fucking
remember thinking it was so cool that at one point he said, Tommy Gunn. I was like, that's me.
Were you always Tommy since you were little?
You should go by Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's like my brother. He was named after my dad, and like they tried to call him Robbie, and it just like
didn't stick.
And so he was like RJ as a baby.
Robbie Saki is not good.
Well, my dad's name is Rob.
Didn't we bomb Robbie Saki?
Yeah, we did. And then my brother's been RJ since he was a baby. So, like, he never had, like, a real name.
RJ was ruined for me by the actor RJ Mitt.
Don't know who that is.
He played Walt Jr. on Breaking Bad. He was, like, the...
Oh, shit, yeah,
oh,
he's bad.
Oh, he's the blonde guy?
That kid sucks so much, man. No, he's, like, the mentally, like, off.
He has cerebral palsy.
Like, yeah, mentally off, it's called, actually. the sensitive term
is
mentally...
What's the
mentally,
blonde dude's name?
It's mentally gay.
No.
Another blonde guy
that was on Friday Night Lights also.
Oh,
that guy's a great actor.
He's
Fuck.
Such
what
a good actor.
Because he was in Fargo. He was in Other People.
Yeah, now he's engaged to Kristen Dunst. Can you
You're
believe
kidding.
That? Yeah.
Because of Fargo.
Because of Fargo.
Wow. Are you serious?
That was such
I always
so
forget his name.
Oh,
but
bring
he's
it
such
on.
A good actor.
The engagement news, that is.
Yeah, he's amazing.
That's crazy. What is his fucking name?
I don't know. I
look
it
up
because he is like such a great actor.
Look it up, Saki.
And he was so good in Other People too. Did
Other
you
People's
see that?
Amazing.
Oh my
yeah.
God, I saw it with my mom, oh not boy. Knowing what it was about because of John. I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I know Tom is the
seeing
only
it with
John
your
Early
mom
fan
is tough.
As big
I'm
as I am.
John
I mean,
Early
I'm
fan.
In love with.
I
him.
Saw John Early. He did the Rept New Faces.
Yeah.
And I left and I was like, that's the funniest fucking guy I've ever seen.
No,
like,
same with me.
He's so fucking.
I
good.
Every time and like I get nervous. Like we're like kind of we're like friends, and I get nervous.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel that way with. Straight dudes I am in love with. Like, I feel...
Yeah.
I'm
well,
like
gay men
so
make you uncomfortable because your family's conservative.
You nailed it.
I
yeah,
feel
yeah.
so weird being around...
Oh, yeah, ever since you changed your name, you've gotten all sick.
I'm a sick fuck, dude. But Tom Sicar.
Sicario.
Sicario.
Okay, Cass, what do we got here? Engaged to Kirsten Dunst. I'm just happy
Tom.
Kirsten Dunst is coming out, like, okay, because I was worried, like, Misha Barton not doing well.
Before
she,
you...
Okay.
Sorry, before you say the name, let's get a letter. Let's try and guess it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give us the letter.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah,
let's race to
say
the...
I know once you know.
Well, so okay. You already know it, right? Oh, shit. It's,
It's exactly what you think it is.
I know
once
it.
You hear
I know
it.
It. I know it. It's a. It's Jesse.
Yeah.
Plemons.
Plemons. God damn it.
No, we teamworked it. Teamwork.
Once I pulled Jesse, I was like, if I say Jesse, he's gonna fucking get it. But I couldn't get it.
I would have never guessed that. But once I thought, I was like, I know.
Plemons. Beautiful name.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Jesse's a nice name for a guy.
That is a nice name.
I think
name
if I was named
guy.
Jesse, my life would have gone a different way.
Oh, boy. I'm just recording you guys for no reason.
I'm going to do it, too.
Double record. Oh, shit. A record off.
No.
I never get footage of the pod. I think it's a good idea.
Incredible footage.
I didn't want anyone to ever see me wearing a hat.
Jesse Plemons, bitch.
No, he should be sitting.
Me and Jesse Plemons.
Wait.
Just fine. Breaking news. Engaged to Kirsten Dunst.
So that's
how do we feel,
Jesse's
boys?
I had
Tommy loves... John
I'm a
Hamm.
Big fan.
I love John Hamm. I love Kirsten Dunst. And I love football.
I think that might have been my first celeb crush was
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
We talked about mine
not
on the last
Tara
episode.
Reed guy?
Did we?
You were Kirsten in the Dunst? Bathroom. No, it was Christina Ricci.
Oh,
oh my gosh, she's
right.
in a new show called Zelda on.
Is it about Zelda Fitzgerald?
Yes, bitch!
Oh, shit. Is it
Tommy
called
with
the
hat?
Of Zelda?
I can't wait.
Tommy with the good hat.
Do you think that I would love Zelda? Yes, I love literature-based television. I also love reality television.
Lit-based TV. Did you watch the Goosebumps TV show?
Jack Black, bitch.
Yo, his name
that?
Is Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Jack Black's real name is Tommy.
What the fuck?
Everyone has a fake-ass name.
That's right.
I've Even always loved the name Jack,
I heard
and
that
I've Tom always
Takar
planned on
used to have
son.
A different name. Wait, what? Sorry.
I've always planned on naming one of my sons Jack.
Ooh, yeah. Jack's a good name. I like Jack.
My dad says, though, because
Jack
of
early.
Who I am, that I will have four girls. But I always think that's just nice that he thinks I'm going to have children in the first place.
How many people are in your family?
Three.
So he thinks you're going to one-up your predecessor.
Yeah, what? I think he thought that before I grew in age.
Is it two bros and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got three brothers and two sisters.
Holy shit.
You got a big ass fam.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Are they close to, did you grow up with them?
I grew up with two of them, and then two of them are way older because my mom had, I grew up with two, and then one's adopted and way younger.
Oh.
And I was the older brother to them, and I was there until my little sister was 9 or something like mm-hmm. that. My little brother was 12. And then my older siblings are 13 and 16 years older than me.
Okay.
But I'm probably closest to my sister who's older than me. I definitely am.
She lives in L.A., right?
She lives in L.A., yeah. She is the Booker of Conan. And
wait a minute. I just got another delivery.
Yeah, I got a big old fam.
That's crazy.
But there was only ever four of us in the house at one time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't crazy.
It's wild when you think about your siblings. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but mine shaped me so much.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to share air with them. If they told me to jump off a cliff, I would have done it. I want, looking back, thinking about how many hours I just watched them play Nintendo.
Really?
Sick. Yes.
Oh,
or just
you're
like,
sick.
You're fucking sick. Dude, you're sick
or
back
just
then.
I would follow them around just so pitifully.
Yeah.
You know? Wild.
Was it a night? Were they how much older are they?
3.5 and 4.5 years.
So were they nice to you about it, or were they annoyed?
Both. Sometimes they'd be so nice to me, uh-huh. and I'm like, yes, this is the best.
Were you just in ecstasy then?
Yeah. And then sometimes they'd be so mean to me. I never knew what I would get. I mean, because sometimes they just didn't want me around, and somehow in our neighborhood. There was just packs and packs of just all dudes the same age and no one my age.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. So there was a million boys at once. And so they were always just causing just a lot of
BMX
riding and jumping.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And building tree houses and stuff. And then I would climb up the tree and then I'd be too scared to climb down and my brother would have to help me and be annoyed. And I'd have to piss in the woods.
That's Slender Man's house.
Wait,
that's rude.
Does a Blair pee in the woods?
Pew, pew, pew.
My siblings, the ones that all of them like they weren't way older than me, were younger. So I guess I was in the boat where I was like, I like loved my two youngest siblings, but the one that was like closest to me in age, we like hated each other for like on and off our whole lives.
I can't imagine you like hating anyone.
Well, he was a Trump supporter, so I had to he is now, but I kind of feel like that makes sense for our whole lives that he has been a Trump supporter type, and yeah. I'm completely the opposite of him.
So you feel justified in your feelings I now feel like retroactively?
I feel like I was right. Like, he had this, like, attitude towards the world that I hated, and he was just an asshole. Like, I feel like from the moment, and I realize a lot of it was, like, he was my stepdad's kid, and my stepdad hated him, so I, like, feel for him about that. But a lot of it was, like, his grandma hated me because I was Indian, partially. She accused me of being Muslim when I was, like, 6 years old. Shit like that.
Oh, my God.
And she loved him. And she
That's
would talk
insane.
About, she would talk about his beautiful golden hair all the time. And it really was, like, and she hated me. And it
so
was,
then you just felt bad?
I just was, like, shunned a little bit. And then he always felt like my mom was nicer to me for whatever reason. But he was just a little shit. And now I love him. I mean, he's, the family, but I was definitely very angry at him.
Yeah.
But we were also buddies. I mean, we did everything together, but yeah, it's weird.
I think about how angry I was as a kid, and yeah. It's like so weird.
I know. You ever like feel like
a plastic
sounds
bag?
Sounds so lame. yeah, just floating in the
A plastic
world.
Bag floating in the wind?
Yeah.
Chair-tastic.
You feel like that?
Chair-tastic.
You know what's weird is like everyone I know from where I'm from, every single person I've ever grown up with or love or know is a Republican and voted for Trump. But every single person that I know in California that's a non-comedian. Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that's, like, a thing I really have to, like, grapple with.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, wild in the comedy community. They're like, I'm gonna fucking execute anyone. That,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And like, I understand, you know, I feel how I feel and my injustices and my political leanings, but it's like, they're like lovely people.
Sure. We're like getting exposed to a lot of people who are polar, like, opposite, like, where it's Twitter people who are anonymous who are like, fuck Muslims and fuck, like, libtards or whatever. So then you're like, you just like lean into your beliefs sometimes, I think. But then when I go home and I talk, like, my little brother was so bummed out that I was mad at him. I was, and I love him. Like, my littlest brother, I helped raise him. Like, I love him. But he voted for Trump, and I'm like seeing him post all this shit on Facebook about Muslims, and I'm like, dude, I know you're smarter than this. And he was so upset because he was like,
that you were disappointed.
Yeah, he was like, I feel like Thomas. He calls me Thomas. He was like, I feel like Thomas hates me now. He told my mom that, and I was like devastated because I was like, I love you. That's why it hurts me so much that you did this. But at the same time, I know he's not a bad person. He just is. A lot of it's being enclosed. Like, they all talk about this liberal
100%.
Bubble thing.
No.
But they're in the biggest bubble.
Beyond.
They literally don't know any black people,
100%.
Muslim people.
Absolutely.
It's all the same type of dude that he's hanging out with.
That's how I was when I grew up. And, like, I read a lot.
Yeah.
So I was, like, constantly reading.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to hang out with my brothers. And
you're just stuck in a tree reading all the time.
Literally, that was not an exaggeration. I checked out the max amount of library books every 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I'd read them all. Like, I'd get, like, 12 books and read them all, like, in that time. I was just, but I didn't, like, it's so homogenous, you know, and it's just that's the only thing you're around.
Yeah. So it's hard to, like, I mean, this is a stretch because it's like, but it's just hard to be angry with them as much. But when you see them, it's really a lot of fucking resharing memes where I'm like, their memes are so hateful that I'm like, it makes you think they believe that. But really, like, they're just brainwashed to some extent. Like, my brother, I'm talking about my family, like, specifically.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just posting the shit where I'm like, if I sit and talk with them about it, they'll kind of like veer off into like, well, I guess you're right. Like they don't argue so hardly. But my one of my brothers does because he's a little older and he's just so into it now. But it's like they really just don't know any Muslim people. So they legitimately think every Muslim person wants to kill them.
Yeah, they just don't know. They're just afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, even my my sweet parents that are like, I love to death.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, of course, we love, abortion's great. Uh-huh. They're like, it's, you know, gay marriage, who cares? Like, yeah. We don't care.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, we're just, my dad's like, I came from no money. And I made all my money, and I don't want to pay for everyone. Uh-huh. And so
that's like
when it comes,
that's way more of it than people think.
That's so much.
And
of it.
Well,
yeah.
It comes down to it's like, and I'm like, okay, so you value money over people. Mm-hmm.
That is what it is.
And
it's
and
like
then,
legitimate
and
greed.
I mean, and my dad's like, that's just upsetting. It's not fair of you to say. And it's like I understand his side too.
Sure,
it's like
sure.
I don't agree. I mean, like to me, Trump is like someone who is so not what we have seen from a Republican candidate ever, uh-huh. where it's become like the whole, if you're not a Republican, even Republicans all say, I don't agree with him, but we, you know,
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
says that, where everyone uh-huh. is so afraid. He's doing all these crazy things.
Sure.
You know what's so wild? I was like never even political before uh-huh. like this last election, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of,
I feel like you
barely.
Maybe this is stupid to say. I don't feel like you had to be as
you
much.
Didn't.
You
didn't. No,
because
it's not
all
as
the candidates
scary.
Were, they were different. And like, I fucking love Obama. Like, I just love that family too. I like just as a person, he seems like such. And I read his book, and
right.
I was so into it. But I feel like if whatever candidate won opposed to him, there'd be minimal differences. And like, obviously, the healthcare
right.
thing would be different. But I don't feel like the world would go to shit where it's
we're
worried about fucking citizens not getting home and stuff like that.
Or even comedy. Like,
yeah.
And I'm obviously have no right to when people are losing like their families and shit. Ooh, boo-hoo, your comedy. But like, I used to say how much I hated political comedy.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Uh huh.
I'm like, yeah. Like,
I kind of did too. Yeah.
I hated
it's
it.
Boring,
I would just be like, why? I just like different, like sillier stuff. And now, like, what I would have thought as, like, the anti-political, I have some jokes that are, like, Trump, I mean, like, how do you not, like,
you
address?
It's like you have to address this elephant in the room. And it really sucks.
I
kind of
disagree, though. I don't think every comedian has to.
Not everybody.
Because I was at a show where 7 of the 8 did, and I was like, there's no chance I'm going to say the word
Trump. It's almost like, that's different. I'm saying, like, it feels weird to go on Twitter and post a silly joke right mm-hmm. now.
It totally does. Like, social media, like, every time I post something, like, or, like, a picture or, like, a selfie or something, it just feels it feels wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm
like
okay, well, there you can't, it's like not acceptable right now. I don't know. Just everything feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a very strange climate. And Tommy stayed oddly silent on this because he voted for Trump.
Nah.
Well, that's our political talk.
Oh, yeah. I know. I can't. Of course, now we've talked about it on here.
We had to talk about it because it's like, it's fucking relevant.
Yeah,
you know?
But what we need to talk about is Tommy McNamara's huge win at the spelling bee.
Oh, shit. You guys did a spelling bee.
We did do a spelling bee.
Yeah.
And I won.
You won?
Not to get too political.
It was it like a comedy show and spelling bee, or just?
It was very serious. it was for a charity for Planned Parenthood.
Oh shit!
See, I'm a good man.
Yeah, but it was to defund Planned Parenthood.
We needed to get enough money for them to defund it.
One.
Well, you know what's crazy? So okay, there was 12 people in the spelling bee.
Oh my God, you counted? Wow, you're
we
so
all had
bested.
Numbers on our shirt.
I didn't even notice. That's how.
Wow, you're fucking autistic or something.
Oh my God.
You like have to know every
you're
number.
You're like Ben Affleck in The Accountant.
Really hot.
Oh boy, bet you'd kiss him too.
The guy next to me on the
and
plane
John
to San Francisco.
Hamm, a three-way kiss. Spring break!
That's your spring break.
He watched
in it for some reason.
Four-way kiss.
You know what? Just get all the guys in here.
group group kiss spelling bee. Winner, Tommy.
Continue.
How do I spell my feelings are hurt?
Tommy won't have his win be belittled.
on the radio waves.
While he's surfing the waves.
Wait, I was going to say, I think it was so funny because guess who came in second?
I don't know who all was in it.
Andrew Collins.
Guess Andrew. Oh, wow.
Oh, and Andrew, when he would go up every time, he would take 7 minutes.
So
Brendan Ayer was behind me getting almost yelling, pissed, so mad.
No, it was genuinely annoying because it was such a long show.
Yeah.
And he would go up there and be like, now hold down. It starts with R. I know that. And it was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, and then he would get it. So I was like, no. Like,
everyone was like rooting against him because he would take so long on stage.
But yeah, you basically, so first you just like spell stuff, and then there's all like people can buy like distractions. So if someone pays like $5, which all goes to the charity, they like can make you take a shot before you spell a word, or they can make you like Blair had to eat a hot dog.
No, I made someone, but I said I was a vegetarian.
Did you
which
lie?
Like everyone in the world knew was the biggest lie.
That's so funny.
I'm like a famed meat eater. Yeah.
You're like still wearing a bib from a steakhouse.
I know. Yeah.
You're a huge meathead. You know that.
Meathead.
I am a meathead.
I'm gonna go.
What did you get?
Real fast. Cool. Do you want one?
Sure.
You might have to go soon, right?
I have a while.
I took like I had to take a couple of the mystery shots. Some of them I was asked
what
to. Some of them I just took.
What was it?
I only got alcohol, luckily, because there was one of the mystery shots was hot sauce. One of them was hot sauce, and one of them was whiskey and hot sauce mixed, and I was very worried I was going to get that. But I did get vodka, which as a shot to me is gross in itself.
That is, I think a vodka shot is so gnarly.
Good, because I think that there are some women who will take a vodka shot.
I know, but I think they're socialized like that in college. Just
that's
like
what exactly freshman
the
year of college
of pop off.
Yes,
but I think a shot of vodka
is—it's so gross.
Truly, like one of the most rancid things you can do.
And you
but
used
I
to be in rancid.
Wow, I have a lot of thoughts over here. Yeah, yeah.
But you know those adults.
Away.
Like, there's a lot of adults that will drink
Di Serono on the rocks.
That'll drink like fucking real nice vodka on the rocks with like lemon, and then it's like, I don't know.
I think that's a new, maybe that's not new, but I thought it was like a new trend because when I was in Portland, people kept trying to get me to do that where they were like, there's this new, it's like melts on your tongue. And I was like, fuck you.
Vodka sodas took a long enough time for me to get used
to. I like
too.
A vodka soda.
I have to put a ton of lime
what
in
about
there,
a vodka
like
water? You see these people?
Oh
that was
big
in my
sick.
Hometown.
During a
what
drought?
What are you trying to prove? Who are you? Who hurt you? You know, you're
that's
sick.
That's why I don't listen to the radio anymore. This drought, I don't have time to be surfing waves.
Oh my God. Whenever I go home, my dad would be like, all right. 3-minute shower, and I'm gonna knock on the door if you take. My dad took it really seriously.
Wow,
he really follows the rules.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't see it. Do you have a brown lawn?
No, but we do have some fake. We have
I'm
some
sorry.
Break.
Fuck you, Tommy.
That's really rude that you would insinuate we have a brown toilet at
well,
my
Well, the
house.
Reason is
You've
you
really
gotta save
me.
That shit up in there
oh
because
my
you can't be flushing.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
I might
Tommy.
Walk.
Tom.
Oh,
Tom.
I'm sorry.
God.
You're trying to save water over
That's
here.
That's a lot. There's a line, and you just hopped over it.
There's two things I don't talk about.
Oh, here
that
we go.
And politics, because both are a shit show.
Oh, shit. That's why I don't talk about a circus. All right. I don't like it either, but I... All right.
Okay, so... Sketchfest, what else? Anything?
I didn't know you were leading the interview.
Yeah,
now.
What the fuck?
I just wanted to make sure
no,
that nothing was
I interrupted
missed.
When I said brown.
I forgot
well,
what
I
was talking
I asked
about.
If the lawn
brown
was brown.
Oh, no, it's not. But there is some, like, parts in the backyard that are fake. That's, like, a big trend.
It's like AstroTurf?
Yeah, but it's, like, fancy AstroTurf, so it doesn't look bad. But, like... Yeah, that's
a real
shade trend.
Little shade thrown at AstroTurf there. I like it.
Yeah, but then my dad said they can't get more because apparently it gets too hot and he's expecting grandkids.
Wait, I don't get
like
it.
Like the kids would hurt themselves
yeah,
on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I thought that, like, my first thought it was like it would make you like barren infertile. If you stood on it. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so that's hot. Polite. Like all the other shit I've done in my life isn't gonna make me infertile.
Oh, shit.
My mom told me that she would sneeze and get pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, only 3 kids though. That's not that bad.
Yeah, I think there's a few miscarriages in there. But
oh, okay. Well. Yeah. We'll count those. Those count.
Welcome to
count.
The official miscarriage podcast.
little miscarriage.
I got a little miscarriage. I had to go see the spin doctors.
I don't know why people like. I mean this so sincerely. Like, I don't know why the spin doctors are like a joke. Like, I like them so.
Two Princes
sincerely.
Is a great song.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
that's that
good.
Song, right?
And I remember singing the hell out of it in my mom's Suburban as a
if
child.
Oh, no, you
baby. But go ahead.
Now. That's a good song.
Marry
yeah.
him.
I loved that
marry
song.
Me.
On the bus, I would sing it. I'd get beat up.
I picture John Hamm and Nick Nanny. I just think about my two princes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. So you won the spelling bee. So you pulled it out.
But then I was, like, excited for a second. Then I was like, wait, I just beat Andrew Collins.
Yeah, yeah. We beat old Blair Saki over here, too.
Well, Blair and I never won head-to-head.
We did.
Oh,
it.
Were you?
Who
so
did I go against? Some random bitch.
I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It was a rando bitch.
Some rando bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a...
Who was your teammate? Mine was Courtney McGinnis.
Who was mine? Oh, some random girl?
You were amongst the randos.
You had a lot of randos around you.
I have, like, a really bad short-term memory. I'm like Drew Barrymore in 51st Dates. Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, all the sleeping pills I've taken in my life, but
yeah.
It's something a lot of people bring to my attention. I actually don't know how I'm a comedian at all. I don't know how I remember things.
I have that problem. Probably just because of alcohol. Like, I think
or also, don't
alcohol.
You think it's like phones in the digital
yeah,
age
sure.
where like it's
everything
shot your synapses and
yeah.
like attention span to a way that you can't like hold things as well?
Yeah,
like I
yeah,
can't remember
yeah.
short attention span theater.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm only saying this because I've had a one in one thirds beer, but I told Fair this in a text message. I was like, you know, I'm doing yoga every day now, and it has truly changed my life. In the most profound way.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Was like, I want to tell everyone, but I can't because people would riot in the streets if they saw me and my wet-ass skin just saying that with so much passion
so
and
funny.
Sincerity. But I've been going every day and, ooh!
Feel great?
I am reborn.
What's your favorite pose?
I don't know, like, probably corpse pose.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's where you just lay there at the end.
That sounds good.
Charlie Berry made me try yoga with him once.
Oh,
you know
that's
I
right.
love Comedian Char.
Comedian Char is a great man. I was not great at it, though.
Did you meet him at in
that's
Omaha?
That's like where we became
that's
good
where
friends.
We became buds.
Yeah.
That was like a highlight of that trip for me. Because
it was great.
We did Cromfest in Omaha, which I had a great fucking time.
I did
at.
Too.
A lot of people complained about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're fucking losers. They're low energy losers, and they're
wait
sad.
A second. You're starting to sound like
wait,
someone
who?
I know.
Should I name names?
Yes.
Well, also, I'm trying
oh,
to remember.
Oh, you mean the people complaining?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was, I don't know where that was in my 6 week in a row festival
that's
run.
Right.
You
were you on
did
a fucking
that? Wow.
run. Yeah.
Well, I applied to all these festivals as I've done my several, like, the last couple years.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I started, like, I didn't know that they would all be in a row.
Yeah.
I was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
I did,
well,
like, because
you're burning money.
Burning
you're
so much
and
money.
And you're just drinking so
you're
fucking
drinking
much.
So, it's not like you're a headliner and you can go back to your hotel and,
uh-huh.
like, have a few days at home.
Yeah.
And it was just, one, you're burning money. I'd be
yeah.
home from, like, Monday to Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then go. And then I'd be so fucking tired. And
yep.
then it's like, oh, I can't just go back to my room when I'm at a festival. That, like, ruins the whole point.
That's the whole point of being at a festival
yeah.
is to have fun with people and meet and, like, hang out with people. And I was, like, on a similar run where I did, like, two or three weeks in a row, or I like had a week, a long weekend, yeah, and two festivals in a row. Because I did Limestone too.
Oh yeah, Limestone
but,
was really cool.
I was bummed that you that was like one of your last ones in a row.
It was.
I think so because you were like so you were like I'm so tired, and I was
one
like fuck, this
you were in
so
a wheelchair,
fun.
Just like wheeling
I
around.
I literally, and then like this always, of course, the first night like there's $1 beers.
Yeah, yeah. It was insane. We were all like fucked up on that Friday because the Thursday.
I didn't get out of bed the next day, like at all, till the nighttime.
Yeah, it was a wild fest.
It's so cool there, though.
It's a fun time. We did banana shots.
Yeah,
did you do banana shots?
Yeah,
Oliver's.
Good time at Oliver. I loved it.
They
Great
have
bar.
Really cool people. That yeah, like fun. Like Ryan Singer and Dave Ross.
So fun.
And, like, just
Dave
like,
Ross
so
is great.
Fun.
He's so nice.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Check out both of those guys. They're fucking awesome. And Sanford was there. He was funny on it.
Yeah.
Bobcat Goldthwait. It was fucking awesome.
He's so
it was
cool.
Great. Anyways, yeah, that's where we became buds. Because that first night, we just like fucking hung out and like talked forever. That's what I like about a festival is you get a chance to like see people out of New York. But
like I saw John Hamm.
You became good friends with John Hamm in San Francisco. Hamm Francisco.
I also just remembered.
Hamm Francisco.
I just remembered that I got back to, I was staying at a hotel in Chinatown, like the shittiest hotel. It was like $50 a night. It was like communal bathrooms. Like you didn't have your own bathroom. It was terrible.
Oh, I'd kill myself.
But there was this like, so I got back drunk the first night and I couldn't fall asleep. So I like, turned on the lamp. I was like reading. They had like a book of Chinese aphorisms, like where the Bible would be. So I just started reading it. And then some of them were like kind of cool. And I was like getting into it. And then one of them was like, people think light comes from lamps, but it actually comes from in your heart. And I was so mad at how bad the aphorism was that I threw the book at the wall and went to bed. I woke up in the morning, I look up, I'm like, why is that book of aphorism? I threw it.
Oh, my God. Tommy. Okay, so I have to, like, do this thing on Thursday, and they're like, we're going to have to, like, do this thing where your partner looks in your phone. And I was thinking, like, what's the most embarrassing thing in my phone? And it's, like, not naked pictures. It is my notes.
Oh,
and
shit.
So
yeah.
I am, like, such a, like, new age freak on the low. Like,
You're
all my friends
yeah, yeah.
know this. They all know this.
You're
like,
sick. You're sick.
I am sick. Freak. I'm fucking sick. I, like, fully believe in, like, power of thought. Mm-hmm. Like, not like
I do too, actually.
I just, in a really simple way, think like whether you think you can or you can't, you will.
Yeah.
But like, these things are so like, these are things just you can't say out loud. Like, these are things
yeah,
you can really feel and like live your life
it's
by,
like
but not talk about.
The power of thought. It's not the power of say. Yeah.
So I'm like very into like affirmations, and I have been for years and years and years, and so I have notes.
You're part of Affirmation Nation, right?
Sure.
I have apps. I have notes full of affirmations.
Do you copy and paste?
No.
Do you write your own?
I write my own, and I also like know from books and shit. But yeah. So like, this Comedy Central is like. So what is like going to be the most embarrassing thing? I'm like, you cannot read my affirmations list.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, so that'll probably be the first thing we go to.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be like, please just like take the naked pictures.
Yeah.
Like,
course,
I don't.
Yeah.
There's so much shameful like shit like that in my phone, like at, like it's everywhere, audio, but like the things that are in there that no one knows, humiliating.
Mm-hmm. Really.
When you're doing the man show, right? That's what you're going
what it says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 that's the show.
Yeah.
I mean, these affirmations work, the power of thought. Cause
Adam
like
Carolla's getting, it's giving me an Adam Carolla.
15 years ago, I wrote in my phone, someday I'm going to have a podcast with Tommy McNamara.
You're kidding.
It says that in my phone.
Wow,
15
that's
years
amazing.
Ago. It works. The power of thought.
That's
my mom got me a book for it when I was like 5 years ago when I was like, it wasn't even for comedy stuff. It was for a job, like a just a job, at the like a well-paying job that I was not qualified for. But I was like, they asked me to, or I just applied for it blindly. And it was very much like the power of yes and the power of thought, like all the shit and just thinking good thoughts about it. And then I fucking got it. And I was like, I'm sold forever. I'm always going to think that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God, do you even see, even talking about it is like embarrassing.
It's pretty
lame.
But
it's like everything, like you think about like comedians or actors or stuff. And then you're like, you're not my favorite. You're just really confident,
yeah.
You know, or yeah. Just like things like that.
Uh-huh.
But just even like emotional well-being, like it's so hard to be alive. Like it's so hard to be alive in the world and like all the things and all the like just your interactions on things you have to do and like how to not like how you can not be stressed. It's like,
it's true. Life is hard. Thanks for listening.
We're going to all assemble on the bridge. It's been great to be here for some caller.
It would be great if there was a protest on a bridge and all the trolls are under the bridge, like actual trolls.
I'm trying to think of like stuff I just did, because I just had a bunch of stuff in Austin, but we can talk about that on the next one. We should do sponsors. We haven't had sponsors yet.
Oh.
We got some big sponsors this week. Tommy, did I tell you to write a sponsor?
I have one that's
I'll
really
read
important.
Mine after you.
You have an important one?
Yeah, this is a new food product. I don't know if you guys are into that kind of thing. But it's Jesse Plemons Messy Lemons.
And it's kinda, oh, shit, they're messy.
Yeah, he just kind of mashes them up with his blonde little fist.
He's a blonde fist?
He's got a little hairy knuckles, yeah. And he'll just mash up some lemons in a little mason jar, and he'll hand them over to you.
That's
a
good
antiseptic
good.
If someone's dead in your garage.
It's true. And, yeah.
When life hands you lemons... Make Jesse make lemons. Jesse
it has lemons twice in it. Yeah.
It's not clever at all.
Oh, this podcast is also sponsored by Tube Lube for when you're horny and you're catching a barrel.
Tube Lube? I got fired from Comedy Central because they said I was too bloob.
I saw a commercial for Too Bloob on the boob tube.
You're sick.
You're fucking sick, Tommy.
You're sick. You're sick, Tommy.
We have a really special sponsor this week. This is so special.
I love a special
it's,
one.
It's in honor of our guest. Someone else sponsored this. It's Blair Saki's Stare Hockey. And it's
Donald
hockey.
Trump's afraid of it.
Have you ever played hockey?
Is this a
on
Canadian?
The stairs?
You're kidding.
Here's the thing.
You're kidding.
It's a little bit of a broken game because the person whose goal is at the top of the stairs has a major advantage.
That's good. You always need to build a hierarchy within the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
if you can get the higher, if you can get the higher stance, you win pretty much. It's much harder
you
to shoot
push
up
someone
the stairs.
Down the stairs. That sounds like something that would be affiliated with me.
How many ankle injuries happen per game?
Oh, several. Well, there's two. It's one on one, and so there's four ankle injuries.
Everyone knows that with ankle injuries, all you need is one bad sprain on each ankle, and then you're set for life. Once you roll them again, they're fine.
Really?
What are you talking about?
This is part of the ad.
Is this the power of thought?
It's not. That's my real experience as an athlete.
Oh yeah, volleyball star.
Come on.
What?
Don't
be
sick.
In there. Oh shit.
Oh, and we are also sponsored by Tom Takar Volleyball Star.
Tom has a rose gold phone.
I have a rose gold.
Wow.
Yeah, I love.
You're
the
like
rose
a rapper.
Gold. Is that a rapper thing?
No, it seems like.
Oh, I'm basically a rapper.
Yeah.
Tom Takar in the car.
You sound like a rapper. Wow.
I have a name based sponsor sent in by Binyam Bazuna, formerly Ben Bazuna. Do you know Ben Bazuna?
Oh, I know him.
He sent in Tom Takar's long dick bars.
Oh God.
A candy that makes your dick longer. Yeah.
I didn't know those.
The only bar
existed.
I won't go into.
Oh yeah, right. If John Hamm was in there, you'd go.
My God.
Are you tired of dick? Are you tired of having a short dick? ED, get help.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is our official message. ED, get help.
That's the new official message of girls.
Lisa, I saw Lisa last night at Knit, and she fucking destroyed.
She murders, yeah.
And she talked about like, I feel like they let her do a longer. Well, yes, but she also was just like, she was talking about how Viagra is like so prevalent. And she was just like, what's wrong? Are you guys okay? It was so wild.
My buddy Aaron Glazer used to run a show.
What happened to him? Why was he in a football commercial?
He's getting commercials.
That's all it takes is having UCB announce that you're a fucking sexual predator.
Tommy,
like I heard, is on the way to that.
Oh my god!
What? I heard you were just like trying
Tommy,
to get a
Tommy,
deal with UCB.
Tommy's reaction.
This is the line.
I heard that
this is the line.
At the Apple Store in Wall Street.
Oh, I heard. I thought it was Williamsburg.
No, Wall Street. I was like, that Williamsburg. That would be pretty ballsy.
That's true.
Wow. Did you know that Aaron Glazer is a sponsor? He sells Donald Trump's son's suit jacket.
You're talking
it's
about
Aaron Glazer's Baron Blazers.
Baron Blazers?
Yeah.
Because I also heard that for his enemies, he sells Aaron Glazer's Baron Tasers.
Oh, that's true.
If you want to tase that little boy.
If you want to tase him. Oh,
we must not talk about the child.
We must tase the child.
That is like the funny. It is just funny how righteous everyone is on every
all
side. There's
sudden,
so much righteousness,
yeah.
And people are like, "You must not talk about the child." It's like we're not going to spend 8 years like pretending that he doesn't exist.
Remember when everyone just lit into Chelsea Clinton?
Of course,
I know.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clinton was like just destroyed by everyone
by hecklers.
Both
Steve Hofstetter actually. Yeah.
Hofstetter destroys Chelsea Clinton. I hate when
he posts one of those every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, is
it's
there?
Like, he wasn't
dude,
so funny.
Why do you keep getting heckled so much, man?
I was like, how is it caught on tape every single time?
Every single time. It's almost
every
like
single
it's
time
on purpose.
You've had a wild heckler story.
I once said this, I just don't want to make it sound like I just thought of this, but I tweeted out, it's like, I like him happy for that audience whenever that happens, like to him, like whenever there's a heckler, because it gives them like 5 minutes that they don't have to see of his material. That's so bad. Man, we talk shit on this podcast now. We
did
go
like
to
I was like,
time.
I didn't even know. Whoa.
We go there.
There's some heavy swings on here, dude.
He did like a full 10 about how he didn't like fat people on airplanes. And I just wanted to literally hit him in the face.
That's so fucked up.
He's the worst guy. Yeah, he's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Great businessman, though.
Oh, he's a brilliant businessman.
You know all my
favorite,
what I love in a comedian, great businessman. My favorite
it's
quality.
He's a good businessman, and then he fucks comedians over. Like, he takes advantage of that comics want to do things, mm-hmm. and that's like, if that's what you're running your business on, you're a piece of shit. Hey, guys.
He always says that he's like a movie producer. So.
I did go on his casting couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been on that casting couch.
Right?
You know that I sleep on casting couches in L.A., right?
Oh, my God.
Did you write about casting couches in your thesis?
No, we did that on...
That might have been before the era.
We did that on Ladylike, though.
You did a casting couch?
We did a casting couch
really?
Where we made men like... that were unsuspecting. We made them do a bunch of shit and like judge them on their bodies and stuff. I didn't actually feel great about it,
uh-huh.
even though I like that
idea. Yeah.
I was like, but it was all they thought they were doing like a risque rap video, so I didn't feel that bad. Mm. It's not like they thought they were doing some chaste like Reading Rainbow shit.
Yeah.
But like, but still, I was like, oh, this is mean objectifying these. Young virile men.
Yeah,
were they virile?
I don't know. A few of them.
Get
like
help.
Where I one of them I was like, this was real. One of them I asked like, so tell me about yourself. And he's like, I play guitar and I like to fuck. And I was like,
oh, then you don't feel bad at all.
I didn't. Yeah, I removed it. But there was a guy, like another, that dude, I didn't feel bad at all. But like, there was another dude that like said he was like married and loved his wife. Uh-huh. And I was like, God bless you. Get yourself out of here. Save yourself.
That's the thing. Sometimes pranks go too far, you know?
Well, I don't like, I mean, probably because I'm like such a sensitive person.
Yeah.
I'm so sensitive that like I could never watch those things. Like I couldn't watch any of that. I can't
really?
Stand anything mean. I can't watch a violent movie.
Uh-huh.
That was another issue.
Short.
I'm just like so, you know, and like I also like I kind of probably have this like tomboy thing. Like I'm kind of aggressive on stage, but I'm so like
yeah,
you know, I love like love, and I love
yeah.
I'm like very sensitive and like overall.
You're a multidimensional person.
I don't think so.
No, you are.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, because you do have like I feel like a lot of comics are like this, where you aren't necessarily like on stage. To me, I like talk a lot about like mean things about my family or my stepdad or like. Just you take hard stances on things because that's what's interesting, but that's not what you have to be. Like, you can still just be a person, you know?
I don't even like really mean jokes. Like,
yeah.
I think like all my family jokes are like not mean.
No,
you know
they're
what
funny.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I don't like anything mean.
Uh huh.
No, I'm like such
I don't
a
like
wuss.
Super aggressive unless it's
I feel
like
you
worth
have
hate.
More reasoning.
I like legitimately hate my stepdad.
Yeah.
So I do want
I'll
him to
I'll never forget the thing that you wrote. Like I think about that all the time, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I like forget
the status
that
about
I wrote
changing
that.
Your name?
No.
I like forget that I wrote that, so then I forget that it's like out there, but it did feel good to write that.
Yeah.
But I forget cuz on stage I'm like I want to talk about like how much I hate him, but it has to be it's a different format, so you have to be funny when you talk about things on stage a lot of the time. So then it's like cartoonishly mean instead of me talking about the reality of my dynamic with him.
Oh, for sure.
So then it's like a weird thing where I'm not mean to people who I actually like love. Like or like I don't like mean humor necessarily.
I mean, the roast battle thing like
that's part of why I don't like roast battles. I'm not a big roast battle fan.
I can write a roast joke. That's why like another thing I may know, like I have roast jokes like that just come to me.
Yeah.
Or like
now that I think about it, I love being mean. I don't know what I was talking about.
You like being mean with your like
you are wearing
close
a Lisa
friends.
Lampanelli shirt.
I'm the king of mean. Why isn't there one of those?
Isn't it weird how like I was talking about that like Stavros
Stavvy baby.
He's best
like
Instagram.
Well, if he got suspended. It's a big problem. He's
what?
Like emailing. He's like
ban
having
Instagram.
Withdrawals.
He's drinking in school.
Well, I'm like, you're fully naked in your Instagram. If a woman did even any, he's like, Blair, please, not right now. And I was like, I know. Okay, you're right. You're right. Let's start a campaign.
Yeah.
But no, he's like. Such a, I was talking about this with him because he's like such a sweet guy. And like, I was talking about how, why does it feel like it's okay to be mean if you're with someone you think is a really good person? It like somehow feels cleaner than like if you're with
That's
like
true.
Some known shit talker or something. But like when you're with your like close friend who you really respect as like. An emotional like adult, then you're like, it's fine to just be a total piece of shit with you. Like, I don't feel as bad for some reason.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
so
yeah.
weird.
I think it's a trust thing, you know, and respect and mutual respect. Like, I was talking about this with somebody the other day. Like, somebody was talking shit with me and about like not about me, but he just said something mean the other day, and I was like, I don't respect you. Like, you don't get to like be. We don't have this. Like thing where we're like mean to each other.
I know, yeah, I know. That's
oh,
a total thing. Yeah,
that's
you know?
For sure happened to me. Like, I had that happen with a dude comic. Like, I don't know, 6-8 months ago or something, where he said something about my body, and I can literally take being made fun of like better than anyone in the world. Like, if I know, like, it's a good friend and I feel love, like, you can almost say anything to me.
Yeah.
But if it's from someone that is not, like,
dude, I am
close
totally
or you
agree.
Know, like, you're doesn't have your best interest.
Yes.
You're like, that is so, if like, if it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
You
know? No, I'm just going to tell the story because I didn't tell it last time.
Yeah.
It was a comic friend. And it's not that I like dislike this person. We just don't have that level of friendship. My thing is, if
can
somebody.
Can you mouth a name?
You probably don't know him.
Okay.
He's like moved here recently.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he's fine. But like, if somebody wants to like go to like say something shitty to me and like it's supposed to be funny but it's really just a passive aggressive thing, I am known to jump levels and like I'm like, well, let's go to it then, like let's talk, like let's be mean to each other and be funny. And I thought it was funny. He said he like made a comment. He's like, oh, you're looking good, I guess you gained some weight, huh? And I like used to be a much heavier guy.
Really?
Yeah, I lost.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like 200. I like lost like 60 pounds from 19 to 21. Like,
yeah. Whoa.
And it's like just always in my head a little bit. And it's a dumb thing, but this guy made that comment, and it just, I was like, I know what you're fucking doing, man.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't say that. I just go, oh, you moved here because everybody hated you in Chicago.
Oh.
and then I said, no one was like clamoring for you to come here. Like, oh, you're so funny. It's just like you. Everybody hates you.
That is and so wild.
I was like, someone was standing with us and they were like, Jesus, Tom, that's so mean. And I was like, no, I was like, you don't understand like our relationship. And his sounded innocent. Except we don't have that relationship.
100%.
So I was like, fuck you. Like, you don't get to talk about my fucking
That's what
butt.
This
like,
dude
fuck
said
off,
to me.
Man.
He said something about my body in, like, the same way. And, like, I wasn't even, like, fat as a kid, but I grew up in Orange County where, like, I was, like, told
also,
I was fat all
you don't
the
even
time.
Have to be, like,
yeah,
fuck
but
talking
still,
about people's bodies.
100%. But this dude was, like, first he called the waitress fat swine in front of me.
Oh, I heard the story.
And then said, well, not like you, Blair. You carry your weight well. And I was like,
I'm sorry I said that. All right, I fucked up. But
no, I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was just like stunned.
Yeah,
and
fuck that.
I don't like to do that with people. Like, I don't like to say, like,
he called someone swine?
Yeah, and
how
then told me I was
after
fat
that?
After that. Like, ugh. And I was like, I was just sitting there. Like, it was so unprovoked. I was like, oh, you just feel really bad and insecure.
Yeah.
And he's like, a completely unsuccessful dude. Like, I would love to see him follow me.
Yeah,
like, just a fucking loser.
Sure.
And I don't even, I would never say that about, like, anyone except for him. I called him an unsuccessful Rob Dyrdek after.
oh, that's
and, like,
ridiculousness.
Oh, my God. Wait, Will Winner said that to you?
Successful.
I love Will. I'm
Will
just kidding.
Winner is the most beautiful.
It's weird
because
he's Will Winner and I'm spelling B Winner.
Oh my
no,
god.
I would only say that because I love Will Winner. It's such a
Will
silly thing to
like,
call him
Will
Rob Dyrdek.
Beautiful, special person.
He's the sweetest person alive, I think. Check out,
yes,
check out Will
and
Winner.
Greta. Like, they're such a sweet I'm introduced them.
Really?
And
did you really?
Oh, wow.
She was telling me that she had a crush on him and she had never met him. Yeah, I know. But that thing is weird with dudes. My certain person used to be close to. I would see him have this interaction with people all the time, similar to what you described. And I'm like, this makes me really uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
But I would just like, that's what men do. I mean, my dad does the same thing.
I do
thing.
It with my friends all the time. It's
but
fine.
No, it's, but I mean, it's, you have your friends where it's cool.
Sure.
And then there's a few friends where it happens where it's not cool, where it's really mean.
Uh-huh.
And I would always be like, I just can't watch this. Like, I'm not comfortable. But like, my dad will call anyone, like, dudes, they'll like call each other fat or something. And I'm like, I don't know how men do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And they're like, cool, and they're friends.
Yeah.
And
well,
they're like,
I think it's a lot of times like I think a lot of guys don't give a shit about that stuff. And I like was I was pretty much just raised by my mom and my sister and TV.
100%.
Mostly my TV.
Was that a Baron Vaughn joke?
Wait, is it?
His album's called Raised by TV.
That's
really?
Funny because
I thought
just
you were
true.
Making a reference.
No,
though. Okay.
I'm
that's
like,
an obscure joke.
No,
today.
It's just a sad fact about my childhood, Tommy. Jesus Christ.
I want to listen to the album.
That's so funny that you know racist. Album names. You're like a good comic.
If you don't listen to that album, you're racist.
Yeah, it's yeah. We gotta let you go. You gotta get out of here.
I gotta
right?
go in a few, yeah, okay. But I do think that's like a thing. Yeah. Though with comedians, though, like. Most people that are comedians have lived through some shit.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sure, yeah.
It's not like everything was perfect, smooth sailing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So absolutely,
there's
yeah.
There's areas like...
That you're like a little bit extra heightened about. But for me, it's like...
It just depends on the friend.
It totally just
100%.
Depends. 100%. Yeah. Context is 100% everything. Mike Racine like gave me shit. About he went on stage and like made fun of the shirt I was wearing was too tight, and I thought it was hilarious because it was
yeah.
Mike and I love Mike and he's like being silly.
Yeah, Andrew and Nick, when I had a lump, well, I still have it, but when I had a lump in my breast that I didn't know for a while that it was like I didn't know because I'm on
yeah.
Medicaid. I didn't know
yeah.
for there was a period a month
I heard about this like,
where
in,
I didn't know
yeah, yeah.
if it was
I
cancerous
saw a,
or
I
not.
Saw a joke about this before I knew the truth.
It made me. It was, like, the first time I laughed because uh-huh. I was like, oh, these two men, like, love me deeply.
Sure.
Well, and
yeah.
I love them.
Say what
like,
they said.
They call me Amy Toomer. And, like, it was honestly, I swear, that month, like, the hardest I'd laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was, like, healing
uh-huh.
because I laughed so hard. But, like, if someone that I hated said that to me,
sure.
I would have been in tears.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
it was so scary.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I have, like, breast cancer on every part of my family.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a big deal.
It's, like, terrifying.
And
yeah.
then I was, like, crying, laughing, genuine laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy
so.
Toomer.
That just reminded me when I got a DUI when I was 19, which is the male equivalent of breast cancer. I got my sister, Liz, had been in Michigan last weekend, and when she got back, I was, like, so depressed and, like, so down. And my sister joked about getting a T-shirt that said, my sister went to Michigan, and all I got was this lousy DUI. And it made me
great.
Laugh, like, so
that's
hard.
Great.
Yeah. That's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. So good.
Because it's like someone's on your side.
When yeah.
so morose, and then
yeah.
someone makes a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the best. Guys, this has been a fun app.
Yeah.
Thanks so much
we
for
had
coming,
a,
Blair.
We had a lot of, we went deep. We went.
Yeah, we got all over the place.
Yeah.
This is a perfect episode of Girls Night, in my opinion. I'm going to put it. In the Girls Night Hall of Fame.
Holy shit. Also, I am drunk off 1 3/4
What
beer.
About
hell
my
yeah.
episode? That's not Hall of Fame?
Girls Night Walk of Shame.
You can't say that anymore. That's slut shaming, no. I'm Corinne Fisher.
Oh, my God.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
It's the same voice. Oh, Corinne Fisher. That's a new character.
That is so far out. That one. That's great. Guys, we wanted to fuck, but weren't allowed to because of our religion.
Oh, my God. Guys, we wanted to fuck John Hamm by Tommy McNamara.
We should start that podcast. It's where we, like, wish we were gay.
That's, like, my whole act.
Guys, we thought about fucking.
Yeah, everyone watch Blair stand up. It makes
yeah.
me laugh very hard.
Yeah,
oh,
Blair's the
so
best.
Nice.
Blair,
you.
What's your Twitter?
Blair Socky, BlairSocci.
Okay, Tommy, what's the point of your Twitter? No, Tommy McNam.
Yeah, that's
what, do you guys, what do you guys have coming up?
Check me out on the J Train podcast. that was to make Blair laugh, and she's looking at her phone.
This
oh,
comes
shit.
Out.
Sorry.
This comes out next Monday.
Perf.
Perf. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh.
It's okay.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I do. I'll be headlining Caroline's at March 15th.
Hell yeah. Tax day. Get
March
your 15th.
No, that's
right?
April 15th.
No, for us go-getters.
Oh, my God, Tommy.
The Ides
sick.
Of March.
It's sick.
No, I don't. I wait. I'm going to extend this year.
I have two shows left at The Annoyance, so come to those before The Annoyance closes.
Sad. It's closing?
Yeah.
I didn't know
I'm
that.
I'm so sad about it.
Are they going to reopen somewhere?
They're
talking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so February 24th and March 24th, in case you are in New York, go to those.
I'll be there.
I'm going to be on one of my favorite podcasts, Stop Podcasting Yourself. And also, if you're not My name's Tom Takar now, which feels weird as shit.
My name is also Tom Takar now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I should have mentioned that earlier.
Oh, fuck me. And I will, yeah, I'm going to be in Vancouver this weekend, but it'll be too
late.
Good for
you, Tom.
Where else am I going to be? I'm going to be at Caroline's February 28th. That's still got beer in it. Follow me at Tom A. I think at Tom A. Takar. God damn it, some asshole has Tom Takar. Guys, thanks for listening. Some fucking asshole. He's like a wolf profile picture, but he hasn't tweeted.
Dan Nanen.
I am Dan Nanen. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great girls' night. And if you like the podcast, rate and review us on iTunes, because I've never asked to do that. And we're doing weekly. We're doing it. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.